We are going to be discussing today the silent killer, the secret sound of death, 5G networks.
Ooh, that sounds really spooky. I know you did some extensive research, as so have I. So how do you want to start this off?
Well, I think we should start off by letting our listeners know exactly what 5G is. Right now, we're actually using what's called 4G for our internet services, especially here in Southern California, as well as throughout the United States. What they're trying to implement now and what they're in the process of actually doing is implementing what's called 5G, which is fifth generation telecommunications networks. And of course, the wireless industry has been pushing legislation at the state level to expedite the deployment of this technology without conclusive health and safety studies to prove that it doesn't endanger human or animal health here on our planet.
Right. And it seems as though any big mega corporation or big industry, they always get to just push forward and get legislation in their favor. Many, many times have big corporations such as Monsanto or Agent Orange or companies like DDT, they were able to go ahead and come in, sell the products, infect everyone, make people sick with no consequences, and the government backing them up, telling them that it's absolutely safe.
So that's actually why we started Bio Radio. Bio meaning life, and of course warrior meaning warrior, life warriors, because we want to understand what's the risks involved with not only technologies, but also things like vaccines, pharmaceutical drugs. We don't want to just have these items pushed on us. We want to openly understand the risks that are involved and obviously the rewards as well. I think we both love technology. I love internet. I love, you know, I love
smartphones, smart TVs,
right.
GPS. All of it.
It's not that we don't want this technology to increase and obviously our lives to be made better. We just want to make sure that it's safe for us and our children. And I think the children are really what's at risk here, especially with them just pushing this type of technology into the schools. We've already seen an increase of wireless iPads and computers and everything in the classrooms. And the big question is, what is it doing to our children? What is it doing to us?
Exactly. I remember when I was in high school, when I think the internet, well, I think internet was coming out like more likely in elementary school. But then they started requiring students in junior high to own some sort of laptop. And if you didn't have one, the school would give you one. And Nicola, who's in kindergarten, remember his teacher came over? She gave him a free, our five-year-old got a free laptop from his school. So I told her, you know, no thank you, go ahead and take it back. Our kids don't actually play with Wi-Fi because it's not a toy. And actually in some other countries, children are banned from using it, and some schools and public areas are banned from using Wi-Fi.
Unfortunately, here in the U.S., we've been so dumbed down, and most of the time we don't even care about the real issues are at hand. We're so involved with celebrities' lives and sports and everything else that we really neglect not only our own health, but the health of our children as well. So the legislation that's being pushed through right now to push this 5G would actually block the rights of citizens and local governments to control the installation of these cell towers and antennas throughout our communities. One of the things that's different about 5G versus the 4G is that 5G uses these extremely high frequencies, which don't penetrate things like buildings. Plants can also get in the way. So structures, metal surfaces, it doesn't really transmit very well through these structures and obviously plants and things like that. So what they're going to do is they're literally going to put these cell towers like every 100 feet or so. So what does that mean for me and you? That means that our homes, the places where we dwell, our businesses, we're actually going to be in close contact to these cellular towers unlike ever before.
And legally, if they wanted to place a mega cell tower in your backyard, you have no right to say no. At least as of now, you can opt out of things like smart meters, which we have done before. It was actually pretty simple. We just called up the gas company or the electrical company and said, hey, we have electromagnetic sensitivities. Can you come please remove it? And they were literally out by the next day. And
right.
I was expecting them to give us a bit of a hassle. I was expecting them to tell us no. I mean, we did have to pay a fee, and we continue to pay a fee every month for not having the wireless smart meters. But this new 5G, I mean, by law, they can put those in your backyard and you can't tell them no, you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, I think we were both shocked because I had all the documents ready to start a lawsuit if they gave me a problem or anything like that. So that. I think they understood the risks that were involved, not to mention that they've been in quite a bit of legislation because it is such a health hazard, especially for the youth. But there's people that have electromagnetic sensitivities. So people can opt out. That's something that you can do. You can contact your electrical, your utility companies. They're putting these things on gas meters. I mean, your house is just becoming literally this radiation emissions transmission freaking hub. And it's affecting people's health. And it's one thing that we did for our family, and we highly recommend it.
Yeah, one of my friends at the art gallery yesterday called it microwave weapons. And if you don't know the dangers of smart meters, basically what they do is they emit electromagnetic frequencies. And I know you're probably going to get into the science as well, but our bodies are also electromagnetic, you know, running on frequencies. We're electrical beings. And so our cells vibrate on a particular type of frequency. And then when those electromagnetic frequencies start targeting us, they kind of mess up the movement, and they can damage DNA. They can damage cell proteins. They mess with your mind. And I know we're going to get into it, but just a quick breakdown if they don't know about smart meters.
And that's a big reason why there's a big thing called grounding right now, which is you basically take off your shoes and you just walk on the earth. Something that man was actually naturally made to do. The earth itself has a resonance, a frequency that it gives off, which can actually heal the human body, detox. And there's people that have actually recorded numerous health issues that they've been able to resolve just by literally walking on the earth. So these things that we've taken for granted, these small things that we've done throughout humankind are now being taken advantage of. They were stripped from us, and we're living in this toxic electromagnetic world that is just doing all sorts of crazy things to our body. It's actually been estimated that as many as 50,000 new cell towers will be installed in California alone. So they plan on installing these 5G networks, these antennas, every 10 to 20 homes. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. It also looks ugly because in newer communities, what they do with the telephone wires is they run everything through wires underground. So it's just visually appealing. You can actually see the sky. You can see the skyline and the trees. Older cities, you see all the telephone poles and the lines. And so it's almost like we're going back to old ancient technology where we're going to have these massive cell towers every 10 to 20 homes again.
What's interesting to note as well is that heavy metals, metals in general, are known to conduct electricity, right? We use copper wiring as a conduit to send electrical frequencies to our light switches. So we discussed in another episode where we talked about chemtrails, where they're actually spraying these aerosols, these heavy metals, barium, aluminum, all of these heavy metals into the sky. Now, this kind of all plays in. It all kind of ties in together because it appears that the absorption of these heavy metals actually acts like an antenna inside our body to conduct these electromagnetic frequencies, which further puts our health at risk. So in addition to the electromagnetic frequencies that they're sending all throughout this planet, throughout our homes, throughout our businesses, we're also being toxified from the air, which is increasing the risks involved. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah. I think it was like 7 years ago we watched a documentary talking about part of the reason why they spray chemicals in the sky is to have that more of that conductivity so that we can get faster Wi-Fi, faster bandwidth power. That was like another theory as to why they're spraying so many heavy metals in the sky.
Yeah, currently mobile broadband networks have been designed actually and utilized to meet the needs of the common people, like we talked about. How we loved, you know, fast speeds. We love to download videos like that. We love to stream videos. You know, we love to surf the net. We like the convenience of it. But 5G is actually going to change all of that. 5G networks have been created with the machines and artificial intelligence in mind. Basically, it offers low latency, high efficiency data transfer to be broken down into tiny bits of information, allowing for faster processing times for the computer. Now, we automatically think that we would benefit. However, we won't actually even see an increase or a decrease in our lag times. It's specifically for the computers to transfer information, not necessarily to increase our download speeds or increase our surfing speeds at all. So we won't even notice the difference. It's actually 5G is actually going to increase these speeds for the computer, but not necessarily for the consumer.
It's almost like they're benefiting the future human, the artificial intelligence, the transhumanism type person, not the God-created human that we are. They're going to benefit these computers.
Well, basically what they want to do is create a global world matrix of computer integration across our nation. So we already know that we're being recorded on our cell phone. We already know that our computers have cameras that are literally capturing everything. Our cars, our smart TVs, all of these things are recording everything we do. So this 5G network is going to create this global matrix where they can literally have this hive mind, this artificial mind, where they can listen and see everything.
This is the perfect time to plug in. So I've been recently reading this book, Mass Control, which you've had in your library. Mm-hmm. And basically, Aldous Huxley is very famous for being into the secret societies, wanting that new world order, all that stuff. And his actual tutor was known as H.G. Wells. He's the author of The Open Conspiracy. He was also part in creating the new world order. And so he wanted a one world brain. And in today's world, that one world brain is actually happening through the internet. And the powers that be that control the internet and the information that's out, they're technically policing our minds. So if you look at the movement that's going on right now in regards to like what Facebook allows when it comes to like politics or religion or race, race baiting, whatever they want the common people to all believe as one solid group, it's happening right before our eyes. There's no individuality anymore. There's no room to disagree with certain topics. It's either you all believe in this one concept or you're going to be kicked off under the terms of hate speech or violating the agreements.
And really what it is it goes back to Satan. Satan wants to be God. He wants to be the all-seeing, you know, God. He wants to be omnipotent like the true Most High God. And the only way that he can do that is by creating this one world brain, this global matrix of computer information that's literally recording everything that we do, every single place we're at. And that's how he can play God and ultimately become this Antichrist or this new God of this new age.
Yeah, looks like his dreams are coming. I do see a revival, though, in the Christianity movement, but I don't think it's strong enough just yet to maybe fight his evil forces. Because right now, more than ever, people are addicted to little apps on their cell phones, such as Facebook. And the former president of Facebook, Sean Parker, actually talks in front of his stock market about how they purposely integrated basically like dopamine hits. So he's a hacker and he knows how to exploit the human psychology. So they're using...
But now, former Facebook president Sean Parker is sounding the alarm about the potentially addictive nature of social media.
Like, what is that doing to people's brain?
Speaking at an Axios event Wednesday, Parker, who worked with Mark Zuckerberg to develop Facebook, with a bombshell claim, saying the site was intentionally built to hook you.
That thought process was all about, how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? It's a social validation feedback loop because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology.
The 38-year-old mogul admits he, along with other pioneers of social media, knew what they were doing.
We understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
Facebook estimates its more than 2 billion users spend about 50 minutes per day on its apps, including Instagram and Messenger.
It literally changes your relationship with society, with each other.
While some of the most brilliant people on planet Earth to come together and work on these internet type apps to keep people addicted, keep them in essence mind controlled, keep them coming back like a little rat who's given, sugar. You want to get away from it, but you're just so addicted, you got to go back. And so people are playing games nonstop. They're basically living full time on their phones, which we're holding in our hands, or maybe we're talking and it's against our brain, or you're driving the car and you got it right in your lap. It seems like you've got this little device on you 24/7.
Not only that, but they're creating data points on everything we like. Every place we go, we got, of course, check in. So they're literally creating a global matrix of everything that we like. So if it ever came to a point where they really wanted to blackmail us, they have all the information they need.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. In the marketing world, they call it like an online avatar. So basically, just by your behavior online, they can create your exact avatar. What you like, what you like to eat, your politics, your religion, places you shop at, your buying habits, who your family is, where you go, what times you're awake, what times you're asleep. Every single thing is being tracked through our electronic devices. And the one I'm picking on most particularly is our cell phone, because we have it on us 24/7. Most people freak out if they don't have their cell phone when they leave the house. Imagine you leave your house and you're already 10 minutes away. I think most people would literally stop, turn around, drive back to their house to get their precious cell phone.
Well, and that's interesting, because I know I'm the same way. Like, you know, cell phones are like our lives now. And if anyone is questioning what we're saying today, all you literally have to do is watch the retargeting. Like, you can say something. Like, I said something the other day to my wife, and then all of a sudden I look on my phone and they're retargeting me. They're retargeting ads for that specific thing. It's like, I didn't even type that in. I didn't type that into Google. They literally are listening to every single word you say through
when they first started doing that. Say, for example, Google, right? We search anything you want to search, like, how do I install a dishwasher? It is so freaky, because, you know, 5-6 years ago, you'd be like, oh, wow, what a coincidence. Google automatically pulled up like an ad on how to install a dishwasher, because they probably know that we just bought a brand new dishwasher from Home Depot somehow. And now we have become so accustomed to Google or Facebook already finding out what it is that we want to look for already, that it's like, now we're like, oh, it's convenient. Mm-hmm. But you have to dig a little deeper. How is it that they know everything all the time?
Right. It's pretty crazy. So here's the basics of 5G technology. 5G includes faster processing speeds, like we talked about earlier, which require more bandwidth to process all of that data. Our current bandwidths are quickly becoming saturated, so the idea of 5G is to utilize the bandwidth of the extremely high frequency millimeter wave, which is MMW, between 30 gigahertz and 300 gigahertz, right? That's extremely, extremely high. 5G will also employ 0.6 gigahertz to 3.7. So they're also using these low and also mid frequencies at 3.7 to 24 gigahertz. So they're not only going to use the super high frequencies, they're also going to use the mid and the low. Why is that important to us? That's important to us because, again, we are these electrical beings. Our bodies communicate intercellularly through resonance, through frequencies, our DNA actually. Some suggest that it is a song of life, like our DNA is actually resonating and being able to turn off and on genes using certain frequencies. There's also healing technologies out there, infrared, things like that, which can actually turn off and on inflammation. They can also heal your cells, stimulate your stem cells to reproduce. So all of this technology is being rolled out, again, with zero health and safety studies done. And again, we want to know why. So these milliliter wave, these MMWs, can transmit large amounts of data over very short distances, unlike our current low band microwave frequencies, right? And just in itself, microwave frequencies, what is a microwave? A microwave basically is radiating your food to actually heat it up. So it destroys all the enzymes that actually make your food absorbable, so you don't get the minerals, you don't get the vitamins, and you're basically just eating nothing.
Yeah, I don't think many people understand the dangers of using a microwave to heat up your food. It just seems so convenient, but it was also invented by the same people who created the radar.
Well, if you have any questions about if your cell phone is actually, the radiation in it is actually causing damage, just go ahead and Google and look how, I forgot what it is on YouTube, but you can watch literally two cell phones cook an egg. You put an egg between two cell phones and it'll literally cook it. Okay, so that's the same thing that's happening to your brain. If you look at the insert on the phone that you purchased, it'll actually tell you as a safety precaution to keep it. In this case, I looked at the iPhone 4. It said to keep it anywhere at least 5/8 of an inch away from your head. Most of us don't keep it 5/8 inches away from our head. We're putting it right to our brain, right?
Yeah, in China, actually, they recommend all pregnant women to wear RF radiation protective like aprons over their bellies, because the embryos, the babies, people who haven't had, who haven't developed their brains yet or any parts of their body, they're more susceptible to the cellular damage. So in China, they actually have pregnant women wear RF protective clothing, such as aprons or shirts. And if you're interested in getting something like that now, I've seen even here in America, there's companies that sell it on Amazon as well.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a company out there called Less EMF. That's lessemf.com. You can actually go there and you can search for ways to protect you and your family, especially if maybe you're renting, you're leasing a property. You don't have the authority to call the utility company to tell them to come out and remove the smart meter. You can actually put these metal shieldings to protect yourself, to protect your family from this type of radiation. Another thing that we like to do at night is we shut off our wireless completely so that we can get a good night's sleep. There's research that's suggesting that it affects, these frequencies affect the melatonin, making it hard to sleep, causing stress. If your body cannot sleep, you cannot regenerate and you cannot heal your body properly. So very, very important information. Going back to these high frequencies, these MMWs, they can only travel short distances, and because they don't travel well through buildings and can be absorbed by plants, the current infrastructure needs to be updated. The result would be, again, every 10 to 20 homes, they want to put these 5G antennas. They want to increase the radiation. They want to increase this hazard on you and your family, just literally few feet away from your home. In 2015, there were actually 308 wireless antennas on cell towers and buildings. 5G would increase that number exponentially, placing towers much closer together throughout our communities. All these towers would constantly emit bursts of radio frequency radiation, which is RFR, every second, like that of today's 4G cell towers, but much, much more concentrated, again, because they are going to be in shorter distances all over the place.
And there's nothing you can do about it. They're protected by legislation. Our Congress is protecting them. So
much like the vaccine companies, if they kill your child,
they're not liable.
There's no liabilities at all. And it makes you wonder, why would these companies want this type of protection? Do they know that these things are dangerous? Do they know they're going to cause hazards to your house, to your health? And the answer is
yes.
Yes. And that's why they want the release of liability, so that they can do these things and they don't have to worry about the repercussions.
What's interesting is that these telecommunication companies actually hired George Carlo. He has a PhD to do some testing on cell phone radiation, EMF radiation, all that stuff. They gave him a $20 million budget to actually conduct a study. Well, at the end of his research, he came out conclusively that these things are absolutely dangerous and they, for a fact, cause cancer. Now, the telecommunications company said, hey, we need you to alter the data, do whatever you need to do to be in our favor. We want you to come out conclusively and say that it's safe. And he said, no, I can't do that. That's scientific fraud. So they basically defunded him, threatened him. They basically publicly tried to destroy his name. And on top of that, his house was burnt down. So he's there's some video of him out there now trying to become basically like an activist against this, a whistleblower, saying like they're literally killing you.
Guess what, guys? We're not doing this for our own health, because we're putting ourselves at danger to get you this info, right? Just like many of these scientists, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about after the break exactly what scientists actually have to say to it. They've actually put out a request to have this information not only out in the public domain, but also to stop this technology from being rolled out without health and safety tests. So again, we're not doing this because we want to put ourselves at risk. No, it's quite the opposite. Cool. Yeah, it's not cool. People aren't talking about this. We do this because we want to protect our children. We want to protect our futures. And we want to protect you.
Here's the truth. Energy drinks contain a number of toxic compounds that are killing your energy long term. Caffeine is just the start. Sure, you could power yourself on caffeine, but you do it at an incredible cost to your central nervous system. Clean energy, on the other hand, is when your own cells produce electrical frequencies to supercharge your body naturally from within. Millions of American men over the age of 35 suffer from symptoms like chronic fatigue and brain fog. The fact is, these symptoms are warning signs from your body telling you something is very wrong. These early warning signs can include diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and even more. But that's not the end of the problem. It actually gets worse. Here's the real problem you're facing. Without good health, you miss out on your goals, aspirations, and dreams. And worst of all, you put your family's future at risk. But luckily for you, there's now a solution. Introducing Energy Warrior. Energy Warrior helps you naturally ignite your energy and focus with just a few drops a day. Energy Warrior enhances your mental clarity and dissolves brain fog fast. Energy Warrior is the real secret for natural energy that lasts all day without the crash. Energy Warrior is the only Tesla-activated Nascent iodine in the world that is 100% safe to use. Just a few drops in your water every day delivers your daily required amount of the essential mineral iodine. Iodine is utilized by every single cell in the body, including the mitochondria. The mitochondria are like little battery packs connected to each one of your cells, giving them power. Our bodies run on energy. Even as you sit and listen to this video right now, your body is generating enough cell voltage to power a 70-watt light bulb. Most of that energy is produced by these tiny mitochondria. They're the power plants of the human body. Certain crucial trace elements like iodine are needed for the mitochondria to function optimally, so they can get and stay charged, leaving you feeling alert and driven. Here's the problem. Toxins from the air, food, and water we consume every day are overloading our bodies. These toxins block iodine and other important minerals from being absorbed by our mitochondria. The result is our cell batteries literally lose charge and fade away as we grow older, and we begin to feel more and more fatigued. To make things worse, iodine is almost non-existent in the food we eat. So most of us are deficient in this one crucial mineral, causing us to constantly feel stressed and fatigued. According to the US National Library of Medicine, iodine deficiency is one of the biggest worldwide public health problems of today. I've had dramatic success with this product, and entrepreneurs around the world are saying it's giving them natural, sustained energy all day long without the crash. But don't just take my word for it. The Center for Disease Control states iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. And here's the proof that Energy Warrior has already dramatically transformed the success and vitality of business owners and entrepreneurs around the world. Look at how many top producers have taken action and are getting results. I love Energy Warrior. I take it every day. It gives me the energy I need in the mornings and throughout the day. Very fast and easy to take a few drops in water. Energy Warrior is my one thing. I've used other energy and brain supplements before, but I noticed immediately that this one's different. You can feel it instantly. I have less stress, a better mood, and more energy that lasts all day. When I take Energy Warrior, I instantly feel energized, focused, and ready to conquer the day. My sales are up, and I'm spending more time with my family and friends. Technology and science are making it easier to maximize your cellular energy and success. You're gonna get the only Tesla-activated energy support in the world that charges your cells from within. You're gonna get calm, focused energy fast without caffeine or stimulants. You're gonna feel energized, motivated, and alert. You're gonna get natural, sustained energy all day. Act now before it's too late. Order Energy Warrior now.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are talking about 5G, the silent sound of death, the silent killer, electromagnetic frequencies, what you need to know about it today and how you can protect your family. So before we left, we were discussing 5G. We're actually going to talk about the dangers now. Lauren, is there anything that you would like to add before we discuss exactly what's dangerous about these frequencies?
I would just plea with mothers especially to at least have an open mind listening to this information. For far too long, we've trusted our government agencies telling us that things are safe, later to find out that they're not. For example, when they were spraying DDT or DDT chemicals over children in playgrounds or through public city streets, telling us it's absolutely safe, later to find out that it was a totally deadly killer. Same with Agent Orange. Same with glyphosate. You know, they're spraying herbicides. Comes to find out this guy makes millions of dollars suing Monsanto because the glyphosates are giving him cancer. Lead, asbestos, cigarettes. The campaigns with doctors smoking cigarettes while doing surgery. Kind of, it's one of the leading killers in America right now. So don't trust what the government or these big corporations are telling you is safe, because it's absolutely not true. And we will find out later. Really quick before we get into the damages, my heart literally broke when I wanted to go wake up some moms in this mom's club on Facebook. I shared an article about how cell phone radiation can damage children, and just to be cautious with your children playing within the little laptops and the iPads on their laps, because long term your child might end up with cancer. And the attacks from those women, they were scary. They shocked me. The things they were responding was like, oh, and let me guess, McDonald's isn't healthy too. That was their response to me. And I'm like, of course it's not. That food is not healthy. So many kids are sick today because of nutritional deficiencies, lack of nutrition, and environmental toxins and exposure to, you know, things like heavy metals. And here we're talking about RF radiation. So at the very least, take this information, have some fun, do some research, and then maybe you too will be convicted to make better choices to protect your children.
See, this is the mind control psychosis that we have going on, not only just in this country, but throughout the world. Is people think it's cool to be to eat bad food, to be, you know, to not understand what's going on, to sit here and worship celebrities and worship these sports players as if they really give a damn about you, because they don't. They actually don't give a shit, right? They don't care about you or your family. It's your job as a parent to protect your family. It's your job to stand up for what's right. It's your job as an American make sure that the future of generations to come actually have a great place to grow up and an opportunity to live the American dream. So it's not cool to be dumbed down and lethargic and sick and just laugh about radiating your children. It's not cool. It's actually pretty stupid. So let's talk about the dangers of 5G.
Thanks for getting my back, babe.
It's important to note that in 2011, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classified RFR as a potential 2B carcinogen and specified that the use of mobile phones could lead to specific forms of brain tumors. Many studies have shown to conclude that exposure to RFR may lead to a number of adverse health effects, including, listen up guys, DNA damage, which leads to cancer and genetic damage. So basically, it unfolds the DNA, it unwraps it.
Right.
This radiation is toxic to your genes.
Right.
And guess what happens? When you have babies, you pass that on. So that genetic code passes down from generation to generation. So in other words, we get sicker and sicker and weaker.
And we might have to rely more on that whole transhumanism movement, which is exactly what the globalists want, these secret societies want. But I mean, that's another topic. That alone should be scary enough to say, hey, at the very least, let's limit the exposure.
Right, right. And not to mention in Europe, I mean, it's illegal for kids to even have a cell phone. I mean, in people like France and Italy, I mean, these people already know that these things are dangerous and they don't give them to children. Yet here in the U.S., I see people just using it as an entertainment device for their children. You know what I mean? Like, your children's acting up, so you just give them a cell phone so you can shut up.
Almost every time we're at dinner, you see the tables around us with the kids. Every kid's got their little cell phone with their little cartoon playing right in front of them. So it's like, I don't want to associate with my child or communicate with them, so let me just give them a little cell phone. They can watch a cartoon on YouTube and they'll be fine.
And we understand this message is not going to be popular. Matter of fact, yeah. I don't really give a damn. I'm not here to be popular. I'm here because I love you, because I want to share this info, because I want to see America rise again. I want to see us be a free and strong nation full of intelligent people, not people that are dumbed down and just unfortunately sick and medicated and
Well, I think too, not to, because like last night we were at dinner and there was a little family with a little like 3-year-old boy holding a cell phone watching our cartoon. I wish I could tell, like, hand them a little card or something, like real softly and discreetly and lovingly explain like the science behind how these RF radiation waves can be damaging their child and how these children haven't developed their brains yet. And so they're even at more risk of, well, we'll get into it later, but the science shows barrier. Depression.
Right, right. You got to remember too, radiation affects people differently, especially the youth, because they don't have the blood-brain barrier fully developed. They are smaller, so this radiation actually conducts through them a whole lot easier than it would someone who's an adult. Okay, so the next danger we're going to discuss is called oxidative stress. Okay, this is basically free radicals damaging your cells, which leads to tissue deterioration and, of course, premature aging, right? None of us want to die, right? None of us want to die. Everyone wants to have a healthy life. You know, until you get to that point where you're sick, you take your health for granted, right? Unfortunately, people that are on their deathbeds, if you ask them, hey, what's your biggest regret? I wish I probably would have took a little bit better care of myself. But
yeah,
unfortunately, it's too late. Don't wait till it's too late. Start taking preventative care now.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. The oxidative stress goes also, it links directly with the protein changes in the skin. And they've done studies on it. It's out there. There's tons of studies out there showing it damaging even just basically the skin cells.
I mean, when you have your cell phone to your head, you can literally feel the heat coming off. What is that doing to the interior of your brain, right? So many people get headaches, and there's different people who have different type of sensitivity levels. Just because you're not affected right now doesn't mean that it's not going to affect you 5, 10, 15 years down the line. You're going to develop brain cancer.
That's why it's called the silent killer, because it's long exposure. So one of the moms was laughing too. She's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, my kid won't get cancer for 20 years. Okay, your child is a baby. So by the time your child's 20 years old, it's okay for him to get cancer then. So it's okay if it doesn't kill him today, but it's okay if it kills you in 20 years. I mean, let's stop just only caring about the moment, but also care about the future too, because the future comes so quick.
Yeah, here's a big one. Disruption of cell metabolism. So if your cells can't metabolize, they can't process vitamins and minerals, which means it's going to cause fatigue. It's going to cause other health problems. Your immune system gets stressed. So it's a big thing. I mean, so many of us are running around, you know, in this stressful world, and we're constantly feeling fatigued.
Yeah.
Could this be one of the things that's causing or adding to that fatigue? This is another risk. Crosses the blood-brain barrier. We have this barrier around our brain that actually protects us from things like cytotoxins and, again, this electromagnetic frequencies. Now, this EMF... These frequencies, they cross that protection that we have over our brain and actually enter into our brain to damage it. Melatonin reduction. It leads to melatonin reduction, leading to insomnia and increased cancer risk. We talked about that earlier. If you can't sleep, your body can't repair. Your body can't repair, you die.
Yeah, sleep. People are suffering all across the United States with insomnia. So many times I'll like log into Facebook, like say the next afternoon, and everyone's like, oh, it's 4 a.m. I still haven't slept yet. I can't sleep. Like, people not being able to sleep is becoming an epidemic right now, and they're not realizing that it could possibly be from the EMF radiation. We have our smart TVs on all night long. We've got our Wi-Fi meters on all night long. We're playing on our cell phones right before bed. Even just the light going through our eyes, I forgot what that's called, can prevent you from having a nice, restful sleep every night.
Right, exactly. It disrupts brain glucose metabolism, resulting in feeling fatigued. It increases stress proteins linked to all types of diseases. An issue published by the European Journal of Oncology entitled International Pills, Scientists Call for Protection from Non-Ionizing Electromagnetic Field Exposure. So in this report that was actually sent to the United Nations, it was sent to the World Health Organization, it was sent to the United Nations Environmental Program and all UN member nations, it was 215 scientists from 40 nations, and they were literally asking, they were appealing to these health organizations to stop the implementation of this 5G. At the very least, they were asking for health safety studies to be done before they implement it. But guess what? The U.S. government, they don't give a damn. They just went ahead and just rubber stamped it on through, regardless of what the health consequences are. I'm going to read a statement from that appeal. We are scientists engaged in the study of biological and health effects of non-ionizing electromagnetic fields, EMF. Based upon peer-reviewed published research, we have serious concerns regarding the ubiquitous and increasing exposure to EMF generated by electric and wireless devices. These include, but are not limited to, radio frequency radiation, which we talked about with the 5G, emitting devices such as cellular and cordless phones and their base stations, Wi-Fi, broadcast antennas, smart meters, even baby monitors, as well as electric devices and infrastructures used in the delivery of electricity that generate extremely low frequency electromagnetic field, ELF and EMF. The article went on to say, effects include increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damages, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, i.e., they are sterilizing you. The EMF is part of that. Learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being in humans. Damage goes beyond the human race as there is growing evidence of harmful effects to both plant and animal life. So this stuff doesn't just damage humans, it actually damages plants and animal life as well.
That is incredible that the studies are there. The scientists are crying for it, but they're all going to be shut down and this stuff's going to be implemented regardless.
Right. Amazing. So it is our recommendation that at the very least you start taking actions to protect you and your family. Because again, the government's not going to do it. You can't count on Big Brother. They don't have your best interest in mind, guys. They actually want to sterilize you. They want to dumb you down and they want to lower the population. And they've written this again and again and again, and they publish it over and over and over. And they just sit there and laugh because most of the sheeple, they don't even think it exists. They think it's a conspiracy. Amazing. Amazing. In a U.S. national toxicology program study, male rats exposed to RFR for 9 hours a day over 2 years developed rare tumors in the brain and heat. You see how that works, right? 9 hours a day, much like us, right? Probably even more. And over 2 years, it took 2 years for these rats to develop brain and heart tumors. How long is it going to take for humans? 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right? The study also found that both rats of both sexes developed DNA damage as well. It's no doubt with the continued and prolonged use of cell phones in humans and with new technologies being introduced without testing, these findings are becoming more and more important. The American Cancer Society had to say this, guys. Check this out. The NTP report linking radio frequency radiation to two types of cancers marks a paradigm shift in our understanding of radiation and cancer risk. The findings are unexpected. We wouldn't reasonably expect non-ionizing radiation to cause these tumors. This is a striking example of why serious study is so important in evaluating cancer risk. It's interesting to note that early studies on the link between lung cancer and smoking had similar resistance. They didn't want to do it because they already knew.
Yeah.
They already knew, since theoretical arguments at the time suggested that there could be a link. And we're blowing the horn. We're blowing the whistle. We're letting you know that this right here is the same damn thing.
You know, other countries already caught on to it, and they literally ban Wi-Fi from nursery schools, from elementary schools, from municipal buildings and public areas. It's banned. It's not allowed because they know for a fact that it causes cellular damage. It raises the risk of leukemia and brain cell damage. I mean, it's not even a guessing matter anymore. It's dangerous.
There's a reason that when you go to get x-rays, the doctor actually steps out, right?
Yeah, they always jump out of that room as quick as possible.
They step out like, okay, I'm getting out of here ASAP. They put that thing over you. Every time you get an X-ray, you're further increasing your chances of getting cancer.
I think there's levels to people's knowledge when it comes to like the medical field, because whenever we go see our dentist, we tell the doctor, the dentist, we don't want to do the X-rays. He has no problem with it, but right. He has his little goons, the little assistant, the little hygienist, the one who cleans your teeth. They want to come in and bully you and tell you that there's no harm in the X-ray machine, that it's no more harmful than your microwave. Honey, I'm not getting in my microwave. And as a matter of fact, we don't even use one to cook our food, but
right. It's
hilarious how certain people in the medical field think that they are Mr. and Mrs. Know-it-alls because they got training from the same people who created the technology or the drugs.
And that's a great point. It's like MD now stands for medical deity. It's like everyone bows down to these doctors like they're the gods of the world. Like, I've got to go to the doctor and I just obey everything that they tell me to do. I'll take their toxic polypharmacy that's just going to, toxify my body, destroy my pineal, probably give me cancer.
Tons more issues on top of it.
It's like, no, we got to take the power back. That's what BioWarrior is all about, is educating yourself, understanding how to heal your body naturally without these chemicals and without all of these nasty side effects, which just...
There's definitely a psychosis there when you just said the MD, medical deity. That was just so perfect to say it, because there is a psychosis of people who literally go out of their way to see their doctor multiple times in a year because they can't wait to be diagnosed with something bad so they could just get more, little Band-Aids or cover-ups.
And the sick fact is that they never address the actual real issues. They just keep giving you more medication to cover up the symptoms, and then that medication gives you more side effects that you need to cover up with more medication. So if you really want to understand the root problem, you need to start researching natural health and holistic just biology of the body to understand how to heal your body naturally. And we have some supplements, amazing health supplements that can help you. So we've given them the problem today. Let's give them a solution, because we always like to leave with you with solutions that you can take action on today. So if the governments and the public health organizations will not protect us, we must take action to protect ourselves and our families. Here's what you guys can do today, all right? You can use EMF shielding technology to limit your exposure. Okay, I talked about a website called lessemf.com. You can go there. They've got all types of solutions for you. One of the solutions that we use is actually this cruise case. Now, it doesn't eliminate all of the radiation, but it does limit our exposure. And again, we want to limit as much exposure as we can. So this is one thing that we've implemented. You can simply go online and buy these cases. And it does have this material that will actually reduce the EMF radiation from your cell phone. Okay. You can also use a anti-radiation headset or just put it on speaker. A lot of times I'll just put it on speaker. My hand's still getting radiated, but that's a lot better than my brain, right?
Right.
The other thing is you can use the headsets. Make sure they're not wireless. People are running around with these wireless headsets. It's like, dude.
I know. They pay so much for Beats by Dre. I got my brain radiation headset on. I'm at the gym. It's hot.
You're just sitting there cooking your brain.
Or you see women at the gym shoving their cell phone right here in their boob.
Yeah, exactly. Stop using microwaves to cook your food. Not only does it basically create nutrient voided food, but it's also radiating your food. You're consuming that. You're eating that radiation. You want no radiation. You want less radiation. Start eating more whole foods. Start eating more fruits,
High frequency foods like fruits and vegetables.
You can start, we barbecue a lot of our meat. If you're going to eat meat, just take the convenience out of it and just picture yourself 10, 15 years from now. Just picture your body thanking you, right? Keep children away from all wireless devices and phones. Children, should not be playing with iPhones. They should not be playing with iPads. Keep this technology away from your children. Turn off your wireless router at night when you're not using wireless technology. Turn it all off. Turn off your cell phone. Turn off your phone at night. I guarantee it'll help you sleep.
Well, a quick tip though for parents who do want their kids using like computers for research, you could still use a desktop computer that's hardwired to the internet.
Right. Yep. Don't allow the utility companies to install smart meters on your property. If you do have a smart meter, ask them to immediately remove it. We had the gas. I think we pay extra for the gas company.
It's like 10 bucks a month per company, which is worth it because the meters are outside of our children's bedroom window. Like the crib and the bed are literally on that wall. So it's worth the extra 10 bucks a month.
Another thing you can do is refuse to use 5G phones and devices. Just don't go along with the system. Stop buying these things. Refuse to buy anything smart, including smart appliances. We talked about earlier how these things are recording you. They're communicating. They're communicating back all these transmissions back to this global matrix, this new world order. Let's just
vote with your dollars.
Vote with your dollars.
Beautiful. And if you can, go to your Congress. Write them letters. Show up at the meetings. Like, friggin' raise hell on these people because they sure deserve it.
Exactly. Okay, and then also we talked about earlier how these heavy metals, not only are they're in the water, arsenic, aluminum, barium, we've also got halogens like fluoride, bromide. All of these things are heavy metals that accumulate inside of our body. They're also spraying the skies, which we talked about in another episode.
In another episode we did.
The vaccines. I mean, we're just getting hit from every single area. Like if you're taking a shower, you're breathing these things in because there's fluoride in the water. So it's very, very important that you start detoxing your body of these heavy metals. And you can do that and also protect yourselves with an ascent iodine. Like Energy Warrior. Interesting thing about Energy Warrior is it's actually Tesla activated. It's passed through an electromagnetic field, which makes this nascent iodine 100% bioavailable. So your body doesn't have to convert it like all of the other nascent iodines out there. It's like no other nascent iodine on the planet. This one actually uses positive frequencies to deliver nascent iodine, to deliver the iodine to your cells. It's one mineral that we're all deficient in. It's one mineral that you're not getting from the food you eat. It's one mineral that's not in the salts. It was actually taken out purposely, right, to dumb you down. So you can get Energy Warrior by going to BioWarriorNutrition.com/free energy. I'll actually buy you a free bottle. You pay for the shipping. So I don't know how much easier we can make it for you guys to get healthy, to take back your life, and to more importantly, detox these heavy metals so that you're not literally an antenna inside your body for these EMF radio frequencies. All right. And the most important thing that you guys can do is you can share this information. I'm also going to be uploading an article to biowarrior.blog.com, which talks about 5G, the silent death of sound, where you can read all about it. So share this information with your family members. Share our articles. Share this video. And of course, give it a thumbs up if you feel like it's added value to your life. So that's pretty much it, folks. While Big Brother and the global elite push this agenda down our throats without proper testing for health and safety hazards, you have the power. You can vote with your dollars. You can still do everything in your power to stay diligent and avoid becoming the next victim. Go ahead and go to BioWarriorNutrition.com right now. Purchase your Energy Warrior so you can start detoxing. You can start getting well, healing your body naturally from within. And we thank you so much for watching. God bless you and your families.
God bless. Thanks for watching.